Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday Show.
Morning, Studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. We learned that smoking chickens is definitely his expertise, but you better buy one. And when you do, though, watch out for all the added fees.
I like
he
that.
Will do that. Here he is. Producer Eddie, what's your news story of the day?
So Lunchbox always talks about, you know, businessman getting business deals done and all that. Dude, this is crazy. So in Sun Valley, Idaho, every year, there's a billionaire summer camp. It's like a summit where billionaires from all over the world fly into this little town, and they do a summer camp all week. It's been this week. The regional airport said there were over 100 private jets that landed this week, and they all meet there. I'm talking like, you know, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg.
You think they do all dirty stuff, or are they talking business?
They say that they
like
do
sacrificing. You know, it's get it's probably maybe a little bit of both.
They do activities. They don't say
what kind of activities.
Elephant walk.
They don't say what those activities are.
Oh gosh.
Are. But they say like billion dollar.
Are you the only one that know what the elephant walk is?
I know what it is.
Yeah,
no, I know what it is.
Wait, oh, okay. How do you know what it is?
Because fraternities would talk about it. Yeah, I don't know that it would ever
Ricky
really happen.
About it.
But I mean, honestly, I think the first person that told me about it was my dad.
What?
What in the world are you talking about? Your
he
dad
did
about?
It.
Look at all these billionaires just showing up.
Do you know those people?
Some of them. Like there is the Sam Altman I know from the AI. I've seen him talk about AI.
Yeah.
I don't know, the Warner Brothers Discovery guy. But they're all getting off their planes.
It's unbelievable. And so they say that billion-dollar deals go down at this summit.
I would imagine.
What? That's crazy.
I would imagine. That's pretty good. All right, next up. He drove Richard Marx to and from our studio, but the thing we don't know why is why he was so awkward and he couldn't even look Richard Marx in the eye. Here he is, Lunchbox.
You guys know Dr. Catherine Growl?
Huh.
She's also known as Dr. Roxy on TikTok.
Mm.
She's a plastic surgeon that likes to stream her little surgeries and does dances.
She streams the surgeries?
Yeah.
That's even crazy. With malpractice stuff?
And so then she got busted. Her license was suspended. And she thought she was getting all these TikTok followers. Look at me. I'm doing surgeries. And now they have permanently taken her license away.
What? Why?
Because she films.
Oh, because that's why? That's
yeah.
I thought, wow, I can't believe they don't like cameras anywhere they do anything, for the most part, medical, because of all the malpractice things that could happen.
Like they see her like leaving surgeries, coming back, doing dances, looking at the camera.
Well, that's on her then if she's doing a TikTok dance
but
while
that's
she's
what
done
I'm saying. Like she thinks, oh, TikTok is cool. Look at me. I'm getting all these followers. And she did all that and she loses her license that she wore. I mean,
so there's a patient passing on the table and she's doing a dance
TikTok
in front of
her? Famous oh practice surgeon has medical license suspended. I'm reading it here for the New York Post.
And she went to court to fight for it and they said, no, it is permanently gone. You can't get it back.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous.
No, that she did that.
Oh, I was
but
like,
why did I just want to know what she was doing?
She was gaining TikTok followers. She thought.
But again, that's not going to make you lose your license. Gaining TikTok followers, and I don't even think it's against the rules to film. But most doctors don't allow cameras because if they mess up, their insurance is so high for malpractice reasons. But I wonder what happened in these videos. specifically. Maybe even a patient didn't agree to it.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking a waiver to say, okay, yeah, you have my permission.
Like some people, like one girl suffered a, she was including, she a perforated.
Failure to meet standards of care is what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, because she's busy doing something else that she's not.
She's not focused on the patient.
To her patient.
Mm. But the TikTok part's legal? Like you can do a stream? Mm.
Again, I'm not going to answer that as a lawyer. But yeah, you can watch surgeries. Sometimes doctors will do surgeries on, you've seen those before flipping through.
So like on TV, like, Grey's Anatomy, they're a teaching hospital.
Life-altering mistakes.
Yeah.
Board member said she focused her attention on the TikTok and talk in like the followers as it was happening, and it led to life-altering mistakes. I mean, that's what it is. Wow. Dang. What do you say?
Well, Grey's Anatomy bases a lot of things on real life, and they're a teaching hospital. And when Twitter first got popular during that season, I remember they were live streaming things on Twitter to show other doctors or medical students what they were doing and how as a way to teach, but you know, online instead of them being present. So I don't know how they got the patient's permission though.
One patient whose cosmetic procedure broadcast to over 800,000 followers needed emergency care a week after the surgery when she reportedly perforated her intestine.
Yeah, and they warned her back in September 2021 it was wrong to live stream her operations. She continued to do so.
Oh, she got warned.
Wrong, but not illegal.
Yeah.
Frowned on. But they got her because she kept messing up. Damn. All right, that's at least the story. Allegedly. I'd like to say allegedly, even if I have no idea what. Allegedly, all that happened. All right, Amy, let's do your intro here. Sorry about that. All right, Amy, she's so desperate to sleep that she hypnotized herself with videos online, and she's even admitted to drinking an entire bottle of wine. Here she is, Amy.
Like, in one sitting?
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Just go with it.
Okay. So I love following BuzzFeed, and a lot of times it's funny things, but then every once in a while it's something serious, and this 37-year-old woman was sharing her story of how she realized she had breast cancer, and it wasn't a lump. And so I thought, oh, this is interesting. I want to talk about this because she said, you know, she's aging and she saw a change in, you know, the left one versus the right one. It started to sag a little bit. And she went to see a doctor and he was like, oh, yeah, this is normal. You know, so she was like, oh, dang, she was kind of embarrassed for going and freaking out, thinking, what's wrong with me? And she decided, huh, I'm going to get a second opinion. So she went and she did that. That doctor immediately ordered a mammogram. And sure enough, that was a symptom of her breast cancer. She did have it. But it was like a saggy, it was just starting to sag. And again, she thought it was just something that was happening with age. So two things here. If your body's changing, pay attention to it. And then also, if you get two or three opinions, if you feel like something's wrong.
Which, we were talking on the show yesterday about Lunchbox and his vomiting. He vomits and passes out. And he's like, I went to the doctor. He says, I'm okay. We're like, hey, you should try a different doctor. Because when you vomit, you pass out.
Yeah. Or sometimes before I even vomit, I pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I'm getting to the bathroom.
When he talks about vomiting,
passes out.
So I think there's a second opinion probably.
Yeah.
Second opinion.
Who would you talk to? Is there a vomit doctor?
Yeah, type in vomit doctor, hit images, see what happens.
A vomitologist?
It's probably some kink.
Like, I mean, seriously, I have no idea who I'd even talk to.
I think it's probably a question for like heart, brain type thing.
Okay. You'll be okay with that.
Oh, maybe a ear, nose, and throat?
Yeah, maybe butt, foot. Who knows?
Because I don't know.
Foot and hand, mouth and butt. Who knows one of those doctors? All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's pretty tall, and he likes most sports that involve a ball. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. They put out all the Emmy nominations. I wanted to roll with it through you guys, see if you've seen any of these shows or all the shows. Best drama series, just yes or no, The Last of Us.
No.
Yes.
No.
So good.
No.
It's awesome. It's the one on Max. It's the zombies.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
Awesome. Succession.
Yes. No.
Starting season 4 now.
Yes. Yeah, so it's awesome. Yellow Jackets.
Yes.
No.
Yes, but it's kind of lost its way a little bit.
I want to see that,
Eddie's seen nothing. Eddie, do you have a TV trial?
I do, but I don't watch that.
Yellow Jackets, amazing idea. It's starting to get a little too nutty. Do you agree?
I'm not into the next. I need to watch the latest.
Is it like they kind of just lose track of like how they started and they're just like, what do we do
they,
now?
They took a big jump and it's either going to get really awesome or really weird. And I think it went a little weird.
Okay.
White Lotus.
Yes. Come on.
Yes.
Never seen it.
Oh.
Andor.
Never heard of it.
I don't know what that is. Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's over. Is that why it's in this mic? Probably. Yeah. I watched Breaking Bad and a little bit of Better Call Saul back in the day.
Early.
The Crown.
Yes.
Early. Some early.
So good.
House of Dragon.
What?
No.
What
is
that?
Yeah, A plus.
What is that? Crown of Thorns?
Crown of Thorns, Eddie. Crown of Thorns.
Crown of
Game Your of, favorite show, Crown of Thorns.
Game of Thorns?
Yes. I'll do a couple comedy ones here. Abbott Elementary.
Yes.
No. Yeah, it's fine.
I don't get it.
It's fine. It's like, you know, it's like The Office.
Is Teacher
Humor? No. Hold on. It is not like The Office.
Well, like, it's nowhere shot like it. Like, they did the little interviews, okay, like interstitial interviews. Yeah, I'm not. It's fine.
Like, everybody raves about it, and I watch it, and I'm like, I'm waiting for this to get laugh out loud funny, and it's just,
Everybody loves Chris. Kid is in it, but he's an adult.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Chris, I guess.
But it's just like,
Barry?
Yes.
No.
Watched season one, liked it, just never went back for another season. The Bear?
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
I told you guys about that one.
No, you did not. I told, it didn't matter.
Bobby was, I think you were the first to talk about it. Yeah.
He just didn't.
Yeah.
Jury Duty.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's going to win everything.
Awesome. One of the best endings I've ever seen of a show, period.
That's still so crazy they were able to pull that off.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Mm-mm.
No.
Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Ted Lasso?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wednesday?
Uh-uh.
No.
What is that?
Adam's Family Girl?
Oh, no.
Nope. Wednesday, I don't know. Okay, well, those are the shows. You have something else that's not Emmy nominated, but just so everybody knows, that show Quarterback is on Netflix.
I know. I've heard about it. Have you ever started watching it?
No. But I will probably this weekend.
I've seen clips online. It looks awesome.
They followed four quarterbacks, I think, all season long. Had mic'd up during games. NFL allowed it. All season. Home. Patrick Mahomes. Kirk Cousins.
Josh Allen on there?
No.
Those are the only two I know.
Marcus Mariota.
So, like, what's an example of something that's fun to hear or see mic'd up?
The trash talk, just like anything.
Okay, because you already have watched the football game, so like, what are you getting?
No, he said
this?
Off the field.
It's off the field stuff. It's like on the sideline. It's during in the huddle. Okay. When at one point, I don't want to spoil it, but Patrick Mahomes like, "You ever heard Amy on the Bobby Bones Show?"
Whoa,
like,
Amy.
He's like, "I fact checked her. NPR was right."
Patrick.
So it's stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I want to say I love your show. My issue is Lunchbox. I am sure many like him or can tolerate him, but I cannot. He is very jealous. He is an adult bully to the listeners and the staff. I'm very turned off when he comes on the air. It actually makes the show not as enjoyable. Can I ask why he's allowed to speak to others the way he does? Is it for ratings? I'm sure after reading this email, he'll be rude, like he is on the air. It's obvious he doesn't like confrontation because he becomes rude. You would be like better if you could and were willing to accept constructive criticism, Lunchbox. And Bobby, there are times that you correct him, but then he's ruder and you allow it. I blame you, Bobby.
Oh.
Shut his mic off. Thanks. Daily listener Amanda. Lunchbox, what'd you like to say?
Check. Is this on? Good. On. All right. Just making sure it's not off. And I don't know what she means by the way I talk to people. Just because I'm loud, people think I talk in a bad tone.
That's aggressive sometimes. And you do throw names out, like call people names.
It's just loud, and people don't like that, and they don't like hearing the truth. They don't like having the, I don't want to treat everybody with a little, what do you call it, what do you get to kid do with gloves. Amy? Kid gloves.
No, not Amy. I was just saying, he put his hands up. I did. Then he
but
said
you
that.
Said sometimes you have to treat Amy
no,
with
not
kid
a long
gloves.
Time. Amy's okay. Good.
And I don't think it's kid gloves. He has to treat me with like
respect,
you know,
and kindness.
Sensitive gloves.
Oh. Okay,
but not really
gloves.
Anymore. When she was having a tough time, yes.
Yeah,
right.
It just read the room.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is people.
Amy's isn't.
They get so upset because you're honest with them and you tell them what they want. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth. Like when someone's bad at something, when someone is, you know, they call in with a stupid comment and you tell them, that was a stupid comment. Oh, that's not rude. It's just honesty.
Mm-hmm. So I would say some people could definitely hear that as rude. And just because you say it's the truth or you tell it like it is, that just means you're giving your opinion forcefully. And that's okay. But I think that's why you get to talk, because you do say how you feel.
Yeah.
It's mostly not like us. Sometimes it's funny, but it is rude sometimes. And I do try to step in. Maybe I'll try to step in a little more when he's rude.
Like when he attacks Abby
for no reason.
Like,
I didn't, out of nowhere.
Why do you bring Abby into this? What does Abby have
because
to do with this?
That's what you do.
Stop. Okay,
that's
fine. Stop. If you want to bring Abby into this, I tell her how it is. When she sounds terrible, I say, you sound terrible.
But she doesn't sound as terrible as you say. She actually sounds pretty good sometimes.
Mm. I've said it. I've said that there's people that she's better than.
Like who, for example?
That Arkansas chick.
Mm-hmm.
Pageant girl. Yeah, pageant girl, whenever. So, and
how would you like to respond to her formally?
And Amanda, I mean, without me, you would have nothing to complain about. And what do we like to do in life? Complain. So you should,
that's your argument?
Yeah. I'm actually providing you with an outlet because everywhere you go, people complain about everything. If I wasn't here to complain about it, be complained about.
You're lost, dude.
I was trying to help her out.
Yeah. Well, Amanda, thank you. Noted. I will do a better job of it.
But my mic will not be turned off, Amanda. So you know what? Turn off your radio. There you go. How about that? Okay. Solves the problem.
Well, we
kind of want her to listen.
I felt that was rude, though. I don't. Should I step in? I felt like that was a rude thing for me to say.
How is that rude?
We like Amanda. Yeah.
Amanda, thank you for your email. We'll work on it. Appreciate
it. She did
that.
Blame you too. So you should be mad at Amanda too.
Yeah, man. Turn off your radio. If you want to email us, you can. Morgan, what's that address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Charlize Theron had no front teeth until she was 8 years old. She was pretty sick as an infant, and the antibiotics rotted all her teeth.
Whoa.
Now, that's not that fun. Admit it.
Not fun at all.
No.
Interesting, but not fun.
But she's good now. She's beautiful.
Boom.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Around the room, Eddie.
Before the 1920s, you could mail your child for just 15 cents.
How
anywhere
that
in
work?
The
how
world.
That huh?
It was a loophole. The mail was started and they didn't really define all the rules. So for 15 cents, you can be like, all right, take my child to New York. Thank you. And
so you didn't put them in a box and seal it.
No.
It's like Uber.
The postman would take them. Okay, all right. I will deliver them to New York.
Like on a train.
How awesome is that?
Did anybody? No. No.
But they said that it was a lot cheaper than a train ticket. So a lot of people did that.
So they did do it.
Yeah, they would mail kids across the country.
That's crazy.
I mean, mostly across town, I think, because the mail is faster. That way they can get there in a couple hours.
That's local. Morgan.
The first public high five was between Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers on October 2nd, 1977.
Dusty Baker, Major League Baseball player, but also manager in one World Series.
Yeah,
he's been around for a long time.
He wears the gloves.
I think he's the oldest manager coach to ever win a championship. Period.
Wow.
And he was the first person to ever do a high five.
That's correct. I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool. What year?
1977.
That's quite revolutionary then. Yeah.
It was the first public one that got captured. So there could have been more before that, but this is the first public captured on film, photo, whatever it may have been.
Amy.
In the Netherlands, employees can be absent for up to 2 years while receiving 70% of their salary as sick pay.
Wow. A lot of trust happening there.
How long would we be able to?
Well, Lunchbox would just be... he's sick all the time anyway, and he shows up.
Yeah.
He'd just be sick.
I'm a team player, man.
You are.
Got to play hurt.
Well, just something popped in my head, too, because of Lunchbox. I saw that in the U.S. here, I think, we spend, over $200 billion in hangovers, or we cost our employees
that much. He doesn't get hungover, though, ever in his whole life. Not one time. Did you know that? He just has, tuberculosis and all the other diseases, but he's never got hangovers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ever, right?
Not that I mean, I see people that can't move the next day, and I don't understand that. I've never experienced that kind of life.
I feel like you need to get tested for something, like submit your body to science.
I didn't. I found out I had tuberculosis.
I mean,
all right, Lunchbox, give us your poop or pee fact, I'm guessing.
5-star resorts in the Middle East and Asia serve this coffee. It's called Black Ivory Coffee. Did you know it comes from elephant poop? That's right. Elephants eat coffee beans sometimes. And they go through their digestive system, and they are so rich, and they take away the bitter taste that they can get $500 a pound for those beans. So people will go sort through the elephant poop and sell them.
Mm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Not fun, though.
That's gross.
No, that's fun. That is amazing.
I'm having fun.
It makes it, when it goes through the elephant,
we got it.
Yeah. It makes it kind of taste fruity. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, minor music, a little category here. Someone Like You by Adele came out in 2011, and it became the first strictly voice piano to ever be number one. Only voice piano. Only song to do that. I guess she sings so good, so hard, so pure that I forget that it's just one instrument with her.
Wow.
Because her voice dominates. Creed has sold more albums in the United States than Jimi Hendrix.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Double check that.
I love Creed. And finally, Led Zeppelin, R.E.M., and Depeche Mode have never had a number one song. Led Zeppelin, R.E.M., Depeche Mode.
Wow.
Never a number one song. Rihanna's had 14.
What?
That's a funny fact.
Which Depeche Mode is that? Reach out and touch things. Is that them?
Reach out and touch
Who
Faith.
Who sings that?
That's a good question.
I thought it was Reach Out and Touch Them.
That could, I don't.
That's Depeche Mode.
It is?
Yeah. Reach out and touch Faith.
Yeah, that's not really my vibe jam knowledge.
I would think that would have been
the
number one.
I just remember the Black Eye. This is a little before me, and I never listened to them, so I know a lot about them.
Yeah.
Personal Jesus is that song.
That's it.
Reach out, touch Faith.
Well, now I know it's Faith.
What'd you think it was?
Reach out and touch them.
Them?
Oh, I thought it was me for a long time until I realized it was Personal Jesus, the name of the song. That's
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2006, Ashley Payne graduated from high school, top of her class, started college, and then she was diagnosed with a pulmonary embolism. So she dropped out to prioritize her health. Now, fast forward 17 years later, and she's a mother of seven. Mm. She is finally graduating from college, something she's always wanted to do. And
with seven kids to go back to school?
Valedictorian.
That's crazy.
Yes. And she said she credits her family for helping her make it through all of that. Specifically, a note she found from her daughter that gave her motivation. It said this: aim for the moon, and if you miss, you may hit a star.
Yeah. I'm Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Keep reaching, keep your feet on the ground, and keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I mean, sometimes Eddie came in exercise because he's got four kids, and then she went to college with seven.
I know, right?
Yeah. He's like, oh, man, I got four kids. I can't really do any sit-ups today. What does that have to do with anything? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know how it is, man. I got kids.
I don't understand how you have seven kids.
Yeah. Well, it's here's what happens. There's a bird and there's a bee.
Right. No. They mean. No. I get that. But what I'm saying is you probably can't even spend time with them every day.
That's not...
No, it's true.
Hey, if you're going to college, remember you can't.
You cannot spend time with all seven.
But if they're in school, I don't know.
Right. But they're all spaced. Well,
they are spaced, but still, that's a lot of kids.
It is.
Hey, shout out to her for having all the kids and for going back to college. That's a motivator.
Now that I think about it, she probably didn't have a lot of time. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Just kidding.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport.
Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Easy trivia. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Answers that start with A. That's the category. What company makes the iPhone?
Apple.
Good. Lunchbox, what company has free shipping on millions of items if you're a Prime member?
Amazon.
Correct. Morgan, what actor played the Terminator and is the former governor of California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct. Abby, what state was I born in?
Arkansas.
Correct. Good job, everybody. You're still
learning. Yeah.
Now, if you wonder why you didn't hear Eddie, he's been banned from this round.
Just going to sit back and enjoy the game.
Right. And from now on, turn your mic off, please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. There he is. He's off. His mic's off. Amy's got the TR on because Amy's the champion. Let's go. Nobody's clapping but me, really, and a little bit of Morgan.
Thanks, guys.
Why are you the villain?
I don't know. Wow. I feel like anybody with the tiara is the villain. Mm.
Okay, the category is 90s movies. Now, if you miss it, you're going to hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Don't get boned. Amy, what Pixar movie debuted Woody and Buzz in 1995?
Toy Story.
Good. 90s movies, Lunchbox. What screwball comedy is about two idiotic friends named Harry and Lloyd?
Dumb and Dumber.
Correct.
Yeah.
Morgan, what Disney movie is about a lion prince named Simba and his father?
The Lion King.
Correct. Abby, which Tom Hanks movie is about the history of the United States from the 50s to the 70s from the perspective of an Alabama man with an IQ of 75?
Forrest Gump.
Correct. Good job. We're all in. Going to round three. Toys is the category, Amy. The Tickle Me version of what Sesame Street character was the It toy in 1996?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Correct. Lunchbox, what plastic building block toy was invented in Denmark?
What?
What plastic building block toy was invented in Denmark?
Building block toy? Building block toy? Mr. Potato Head.
Oh,
you've been wow. Hey,
everybody, what's the answer?
Legos.
Legos. Yes, that's correct.
Oh,
what?
Legos.
Oh, I love building block.
Everybody thought he was kidding. Every single one of you guys looked at me like, is he kidding?
Did you say building block vegetable or?
I did not. Building block. I said. Building.
I didn't know their name was. I thought you building blocks. I didn't know their Legos. I thought was a toy, like a type of toy. Like
that's
it was,
the category toys.
No. What I am saying is, I did not understand that they were a specific toy. I don't know what you call those. I just call them building blocks. I didn't know they were.
You call Legos building blocks. That's the biggest. That's not true.
Do they have like generic
that's
Legos?
That's not true.
Yes, they have generic Legos. 100%.
You didn't think Lego was a brand?
No.
What about the Lego movie?
Oh, I thought, okay, that's a Lego movie. Cool. I mean, I really thought it was, I just thought it was a generic toy. Like, I didn't know there was a name that you, I thought that was a specific company. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you've been eliminated.
That's cool.
You've been boned. Morgan, what popular doll is known for iconic blonde hair and pink accessories?
Barbie.
Correct. Abby, what toy is a cube-shaped puzzle that the player attempts to twist and turn so all the squares on each face are the same color?
A Rubik's Cube.
Correct. The category is science. Did anybody... Everybody knew Lego was a brand.
Yeah.
I mean, am I...
We all at least knew Legos was the answer to that question.
Okay, just making sure.
He's like looking it up right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of knockoff brands. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know we're not arguing there's not knockoff brands, but.
But even a lot of times, like, Q-tip is a brand, but you always call a cotton swab a Q-tip because they're so good at branding. Like, right. Legos is so good at branding.
Everything's called Legos.
Even if I saw
think you
generic.
Call them building blocks.
Yeah, or a different.
Like you said.
Yeah.
You just call them building blocks.
I would say Lego.
Like, go get the building blocks.
Well, that's how you just described building. You said that the clue was building blocks.
What plastic building block toy was invented in Denmark? And the Denmark part's tough, but everybody knew it was toys. It was easy.
Yeah, so I thought building blocks. Building blocks. I was very confused.
Mr. Potato Head. Yes.
Okay. You do have to build them together.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Science. Amy, what is the force that pulls objects towards the center of the Earth?
Towards the center?
What is the force that pulls objects towards the center of the Earth?
Gravity?
Correct. Morgan, what's the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Correct. Abby, botany is the study of what?
Oh, plants.
Correct. Good job, everybody. Famous characteristics of U.S. states. Amy, what state is known for being the home to Mount Rushmore?
Uh-huh. I want to go there. I have not been... But I want to go to South Dakota.
Correct. Morgan, what state is known for its rocky coastline and delicious lobster?
What state is known for that rocky coastline and lobster? It would be Maine.
Correct. Very good. Which state is famous for its cheese production?
Cheese. Okay, I'm not going to mess this up. They have like cheese curds and stuff. Wisconsin.
Correct. Historical figures. Amy, who was the leader of the Underground Railroad?
Okay. Okay. Two in my head. Two women. They're women. Harriet Tubman.
Correct.
Oh.
Morgan, who is the famous scientist who formulated the theory of relativity?
Oh, gosh. Theory.
Famous scientist. Theory of relativity.
I don't know. As soon as Mr. Potato Head. It's going to come out of my head. It won't be right.
That's going to be your answer, huh?
It's in there somewhere, but it's.
Can you think of a famous scientist at all?
Thomas Jefferson.
Albert Einstein.
Who's the light bulb guy?
Edison?
Yeah. I was thinking, I told you, it wasn't in my head.
Eddie, you're eliminated. You're not allowed to make fun of people. You're not even in the game, buddy.
You're not even in the room.
Yeah.
What was the answer?
Albert Einstein.
Okay.
Abby, you need this to stay in the game. Who was a civil rights activist known for her refusal to give up her seat on the bus?
Rosa Parks.
Good job. Category sports, two people remain. Amy, what does MLB stand for? M as in money.
Yeah.
MLB.
Major League Baseball.
Correct. Abby, what does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
Amy, what does NHL stand for?
National Hockey League.
Correct. Abby, what does NBA stand for?
National Basketball Association.
Correct. Next category, tall. The category is tall. What's the tallest land animal, Amy?
A giraffe.
Correct. What's the tallest building in the United States?
Is that the, it's in New York. No! I know what it is. The building. I know what it is. Can you say it again? The tallest in...
Yeah. What's the tallest building in the United States?
I'm giving myself time.
The Eiffel Tower is not right.
No! You're going to say it.
I am going to say it. That's how this works. I always give the answer when you didn't get it.
I see it. It's the tallest one. Why doesn't it come to me?
It's the One World Trade Center.
The what?
She was thinking of the Empire State Building.
I was.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. I was thinking.
That was like in the 40s, the tallest one.
Eddie, so say it again just for future.
The One World Trade Center.
The One World Trade Center?
Yeah. Oh. Eddie, you can turn your mic up. And Amy, you are the winner. Nice job. Hey.
All those questions, just a building block to life. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean, like a building block?
Building blocks. Hmm. You know, you build stuff.
Like toys?
Well, some would say toys. Some would say just like little box that you put builds on.
Huh.
Mr. Potato Head.
Abby, gotta use the same spot. No win. Doesn't matter.
Okay, that's
real good. If you ain't first, you're last.
Thank you.
Oh, my good one. Easy trivia. Another one, Randy. A voicemail from last night.
Hey, so I was just sitting here wondering, hoping you could inform us all as listeners, just in terms of your typical morning routines. I'm always intrigued waking up so early in the morning each day just to kind of go through your morning routine. And what's that about?
I wake up in the morning and I stumble, thumper, going, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
Down.
Yeah, so I just set my alarm about 3:45 or 4, and I usually wake up 30 minutes before that.
Yourself.
Wow.
On your own.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. I wish I could just sleep to my alarm, but I'm usually like, what time is it? Am I oversleeping? 30 minutes. Okay, I can risk it and go back to sleep. screw it. Just get up. So that happens. Sometimes it's 1 in the morning. So my routine is that every morning I wake up running an obstacle course on time. And then we have a situation now with the dog in the dog door. So I have to take the dogs out and be out with them for a while in the morning now instead of just putting them to the dog door. So I do that. And then I feed them. I do a lot. It takes 15, 20 minutes to do the dog stuff. And then I sit down, look at the notes from the night before that I'd made and sent off to Mike. And then I just start working on the day and then come in and start the show. I usually put on SportsCenter while I'm working just so I could kind of understand what's going on in the world.
In the sports world.
That has nothing to do with the show. And then I'll flip around to the news later. But usually I watch the whole SportsCenter. And then, you know, come in. Usually of us here, of the studio, Mike, I'm the first one here. So I come in and do commercials before the show starts, just forever. Commercials and local liners. And then Amy's quick to come in pretty after me. And then Eddie. And then every lunchbox shows up sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I try to get here time. Like 2 minutes before.
Yeah. So, but that's it. Amy, your morning routine?
Well, I mean, I wake up to my alarm. And I don't press snooze anymore because for years and years and years I press snooze, but I am snooze free. And then I journal for 3 minutes.
You still journal even in the morning?
Yes, that's when I like to journal. Wow. I set a timer for 3 minutes, and then after that I go get coffee and then I get ready.
Good for you with the journaling that early. How long have you done that? Is that like working out? You do it for like a week and you're like, it sucks.
Oh gosh. I mean, I could go back and look at the date in my journals. I've gone through an entire journal. I had to get a new journal.
Oh, so it is now. It's habitual.
Oh yeah.
Question, what do you journal about that early in the morning? Like you just woke up, there's nothing to write.
Dear diary, I'm sleepy.
I can't wait to take a nap.
Once you get used to it, but there's journaling prompts you can use. You can ask yourself a question and then answer it. Or sometimes I'm
dear
like...
Dear journal, are you sleepy? Yes, I am.
Yeah, you start off that way and then you end up writing more.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
What's your reason for working out?
It's a great question. Training.
Training for what?
Exactly. You never know.
Okay.
You know, well, I thought too, once I got married, I wouldn't care as much. And I'm not in a place now where I'm consumed or obsessed with how I look because I'm not doing anything on camera. I really only care about that a whole lot whenever I know I'm going to be on camera. But I think it's just to be healthy.
Well, it's making a shift for sure because a new study was just done and only like a handful of years ago, people were doing it for appearance and that was all. But now it is for mental health.
When I do it for appearance, I work out in a different way and I eat differently. Now, I had a croissant for breakfast. I don't think anything about it. When it's only work related if I'm like, I'm 4 pounds overweight. That's because I know I got to be on camera and they want me to look good. So it's a pressure type thing, but generally, no, it's the head. It's mental stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Most people these days. Exercising
these biceps.
Or,
I don't just come out of nowhere.
Those guns. Yeah.
Mental well-being. So if you haven't worked out in a while, see how it'll help you mentally.
Maybe we say if you haven't exercised. Working out feels so like weights.
Oh, yeah. True. I mean, yeah.
Or been active. That's a good one, mm-hmm. too.
Right, because my workout is a hike.
Yeah, being active, I think, is great for mental health. Like when I go play pickleball with my friends, that's being active. And it's a great workout as well. But yes.
Okay, so if you're stuck at a red light and you're like, why is it not changing? Well, the light might not know you're there. So there's some things you can do to let it know. Like there's sensors underneath you that are buried in the ground. A lot of times there's a rectangle notating where they are and you can kind of roll your car back and forth over it. If that doesn't work, then you can start flashing your high beam headlights over and over because somehow that also could activate a sensor.
A different kind of sensor that sees lights.
Is that for like emergency vehicles? No. Ambulances?
I think it's just a different sensor like a red light or like a camera. I think they're just different sensors that do different things.
Right. Huh? And you never know what kind of sensors at the light you're at. It may not have any sensors. And in that case, you're just stuck. But
and that's when you do number three. You look both ways and you go if it's been forever.
Oh, exactly.
There.
Honking a horn doesn't work at all. There's no noise.
911?
Sensors? No, but they do say if you do any of this, please be safe about it. And then if you happen to get pulled over, you can just explain the situation to law enforcement.
Yeah, that often works. If you do something illegal, but explain it. Yes. Okay, what else?
A bus full of fourth graders on a field trip in Louisiana were singing Luke Combs, She Got the Best of Me, and it's so cute.
Field trip?
Yeah, they were on a field trip and they're on the bus. And I just feel like as a kid, that's going to be a core memory. Anytime they hear that song, they're probably going to think of that field trip when they were in fourth grade.
That's definitely field trip vibes, not going to school in the morning vibes.
Definitely not.
Because ain't no way I'm singing any song with everybody else on that bus yeah. going to school. But field trip, you feel good. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a student pilot, and like, I'm going to go out for a fly. So they're out in Denver, and they get in an airplane, like, let's go. And they get a single-engine Cessna. Zoo, they take off. All right, we're approaching 100. And all the power goes out in the plane.
100 what?
100 feet in the air.
That's it? They're, oh, my.
That power went out quick. We should have had power ever.
They just got off the ground. Oh, it says 100 feet. I don't know how far that is. Doesn't seem that far. But, like, what do? No engine, no power. And it's just a student. Not like it's like some expert flyer. Oh, I'd be freaking out. Ah, we're all going to die. Not this pilot. Student says, you know what? Just stay calm. Stay calm. Guides it. Glides. Hits two power lines. Boom.
Oh, he didn't get to land it at the airport?
No.
Like, he didn't turn it around?
No, there's no turning around, man. When you got no power, there's no turning. You just go.
I didn't know if it was just the tools or like, the...
Everything's out.
The engine's out.
Engine's out. Everything. It's just you and your passenger. Good luck. Hits a couple power lines. Lands it safely in a field.
Surprised the power line didn't like flip that plane over.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. But no one was hurt.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to go up again. Or... I'm not afraid to go up ever again because I just handled a situation. But me, I'm not going up ever again. Like, I did it. I'm good.
I'm going to need a backup engine from now on.
I'm going to need some paper towels, too.
Yeah.
For you to clean up the inside of the plane.
Oh, sure.
Man. Well, good. And the person that was on the plane with them was probably very happy, too.
Oh, just imagine if you're like, oh, hey, guys, I'm learning how to fly. Come fly with me. I got you.
Are you showing off for a girl?
Oh, dude. First date.
Oof. And you hit a power line?
Never going to get a second date. Guarantee that.
Or it's like do it hot. On purpose and yeah. like save your life.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, if you want to live.
And we're all assuming it's a dude, huh?
I think you said he.
I did say he.
Okay.
So you assumed first.
Yeah, you told us it was a dude.
All right.
That's it. Save the life. That's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Lunchbox, do you think people that win the lottery a lot are just very lucky or something's up?
I think they're just lucky in that I have no luck.
A Maryland family is celebrating a $100,000 win on a scratch-off. It's their fifth lottery prize in the past 5 years.
That's crazy. Like, how stupid.
2017, they won $50,000. Then they followed with another $50,000 prize. Then another $50,000 prize. Then another $50,000 prize. And now a $100,000 prize. Hmm. 5 in 5 years. The father said the winnings will go toward a new car, home improvements, and sharing with his kids and grandkids from UPI.com. When you hear this, and you can win none, but they win 5 times.
That makes me sick.
Do you think they know something, though?
Like, what could they know? Like, if it's sort of like if the IRS, you know what I mean? If you cheated on your taxes, they would investigate. The lottery would investigate them. If they were doing something,
they're just that lucky.
They must be.
I watched Mr. Beast buy all $1 million of those tickets on TikTok.
Yeah.
He bought it.
And they brought him in a dump truck.
Bought $1 million in lottery tickets. And he ended up... Well, losing a couple $100,000, but he ended up with like $700,000.
Wow.
After the million.
That's so crazy.
$1 million. I watched, I
I mean, I was watching like eight part series.
It was so cool to see that dump truck pull up and just dump all the scratch offs off.
Oh, so how did they scratch them all?
No, he didn't even scratch.
They did the beeps unless it said they needed to check in at the office for their or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and then you scratch it and it
I
tells
was like,
you.
Man, they were busy.
Yeah, but no, I mean, he says that at the beginning too. He's like, we're just gonna scratch the thing. But then when it said you won, then they had to scratch and see what they won.
Yeah.
But
pretty cool.
They spent $1 million and still didn't make their money back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Amy's joke. Let's go.
The morning corny.
What happened to the guy that was addicted to soap?
What?
He's clean now.
Of course. Yeah, okay.
That was the morning corny.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name's Lucas Nelson. You know, I met him a long time ago. He doesn't remember this. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he does. But he bumped into me on a Southwest flight once, and I was sitting there, and he bumped my shoulder. He was walking through.
Oh, for sure he remembers that.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Y'all didn't even interact.
Maybe he did. No, there was no interaction. There's nothing at all. No, okay. But that was the first time, and I was like, that's Lucas Nelson.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. He probably has the same story of like, I bumped some random dude. Bobby Bones. No, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but we became friends earlier this year. We hung out for like 3 or 4 days, played a lot of golf together. We were in California. And then I watched him play and I was just like, this guy is so good. He's obviously Willie Nelson's son, but his band is Lucas Nelson and The Promise of the Real. Got a brand new album out today called Sticks and Stones. He's going to play for us.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lucas Nelson.
I'm such a big fan, Lucas.
Oh, man.
You know what's funny? He can't say he's a big fan of mine because he travels all the time, but I like that he tried.
No, I just...
He's like, I'm such... Well, no,
I was going to say because when we met at Pebble... Mm-hmm. It was a good vibe, and then when you posted some amazingly beautiful things, and it just made me feel so good. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Lucas is just the nicest dude, and we met like humans. It wasn't even a work or
we were just hanging
out. Yeah. And so I remember we're eating like sausages over on a little table or something, and we're all just like, and they're like, "Hey, Lucas Nelson, here, you want to come and play?" And Lucas gets up, and he's just in his, deal. Gets up, grabs a guitar. And it was like going to church. And I was a fan of your music already, but watching you play live, there was just something about... And I'm jaded. I get to see everybody that's good all the time.
Yeah.
But there was something about that performance that is unidentifiable by pointing a finger at it. But I was like, there's only two or three times in the past 5-6 years I felt like that with music. And it was that. It was you.
Well, Clint Eastwood was there, so I was trying.
Real pressure.
There was a lot of I was in awe of that guy, I've always felt most comfortable in some ways just with an acoustic guitar and connecting in an intimate setting like that. You know, it is a nice format. And what did we start with? I think we started with...
Did you Find Yourself?
We did do Find Yourself.
That song? My wife and I have listened to that thing 500, because she was with me. We were all together. We've probably listened to that song 500 times.
Yeah, you were sitting with Jordan and that crew. And Jake Owen was there. And who else was there? It was another friend of ours.
Ben Rector.
Ben Rector, was there. Yeah, those guys are all... It was a very cool... vibe, and that intimate setting with all those golfers and musicians there is it lends itself as actually a pretty good sounding room there for that too.
I just can't wait for people to hear you play. Now, you have a new record out today, and what's interesting is I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you wrote all 12 of these songs yourself.
Yeah.
Where is your ride? Where does it happen for you? Are you on the road all the time, and are you riding in a bus somewhere, or do you?
Yeah, or on an airplane, or I've been writing with Ernest recently. He's a great artist that we met on the road with Jelly Roll. Jelly was doing a show with Dad, and I happened to be on the road with Dad for a minute because I had some weeks off, and I went and joined him on his tour, and. Ernest and Jelly Roll were there, so I like writing with other people, but I'm really good at just sitting down and writing a song in like 30 minutes generally. When it comes quick, and then and I'm writing for my show, I'm writing for my audience, and I'm thinking about my audience when I write a song, and what kind of rhythms and sing-along choruses do I want? What kind of even pauses in the song to let them respond in some way,
So. Are you a perfectionist in your writing, or are you a guy that you felt it? That's how you felt when you wrote it. That's the song.
I'll go back sometimes, and if I feel like something is better said some other way, then I'll write it that way. There are times when I'll be in the studio recording the song and singing the vocals, and I'll think of a better way to say some phrase, and I'll change it right there.
What about melody and lyrics? What is your go-to first, or is it a theme?
Melody and lyrics to me go very closely together.
What comes first?
Lyrics often precede the melody, but very closely. It's a fraction of a second. It's like the time it takes to perceive the world around you in a way, because it as soon as I hear the phrase, I start internalizing the syllables, the structure of the phrase, and then adding a melody to it pretty dang quickly without an instrument oftentimes. I was writing actually with a friend of mine, and their approach was to write the groove first, John Oates. And my approach is to write the lyrics first. And so it's so it's kind of good when someone else is good at grooves and one other guy's good at lyrics. But for me, I write the lyrics first generally, and I'll think of something funny, like some clever twist of phrase. What was it? Katie said something earlier. My manager was like. I haven't seen a Friday in forever. You know, what does that mean? But you turn it into a song. I haven't seen a Friday in forever. Well, it could be a drinking song. It could be a work song,
What is
work
your
never ends?
What's the lane that you feel most comfortable writing? Is it tempo-wise? Do you like to write slow songs? Do you like to write bangers? If someone's like, you get to write the best song possible, what is it for you? Where do you feel most comfortable?
I do enjoy writing ballads. I think I tend to. There's a few songs that I've written in the past that I feel like have connected deeply to people. Forget About Georgia is a song like that. There's songs on my self-titled record that still get requested quite often on our live show. Set Me Down on a Cloud, and Find Yourself is a more upbeat song that people. That's my favorite song to play live because it seems to. It's an evergreen song. It's a song that I never get tired of playing. I'm always thinking about live shows when I'm playing a show. So if I'm thinking about a moment in the show where I can rock, 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 bounce, 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 dance, 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 and then bring it down into a moment where then I really can reach a heart or two, and that just connects people more deeply into the lyrics, into the when you strip everything down, they focus more on what's being said, and a lot of times I think that's important.
Can you talk about your Aunt Bobby for a second?
Yeah.
Because I was talking with Amanda Shires, and
yeah, Amanda's great. Yeah,
and she did the record with your aunt. And then your aunt passed away after they had finished the record. And so I'd spent a lot of time listening to the record. And your aunt she wrote and she played, in the same band with you and even your dad.
Yeah.
What was she like as a person?
She was a literal angel, like an angel on earth. I've never before since met anyone as kind and gentle and compassionate. She had that old Southern charm, really she was beautiful, and she stayed beautiful till she was 91, and I think that there were a lot of old men who had big crushes on her out there, but she was also very strong and a musical force of nature. She was, Dad always says she was the best musician of his band, and she is a great mind for music. She played on one of my tracks. I have a song called Just Outside of Austin, and I was lucky enough to have her on that song. She plays the introduction to the song, and then of course throughout the song, and it took her maybe 2 minutes to write this little part when we were recording, and it was genius. As she was a musical genius, and still influences my piano approach, and taught me a little bit about piano when I was growing up. So she had a like you say, it's church every time with her.
Do you feel like with you and all the instruments that you play and how you grew up, nature, nurture, meaning were you born with a little bit of it? Or was it just you were surrounded by it, and maybe you were just born a blank slate because you were surrounded by it all the time? What do you think nature, nurture, and your music, the hard work that you've put in, and natural ability?
That's a good question, because I've heard that there's a theory that we carry genetic memory in our DNA, and I'm not sure if that's true or not. I've heard it from a number of sources that would indicate that it's possible, but I do know that I've been around it so much that and fallen in love with it. I mean, you can be around it and it just doesn't choose you, you know. And I got lucky enough that it chose me. Music has saved my life on a number of occasions and brought me, just kind of rerouted me from my excess and reminded me that I have a purpose. And in a way, that's like why people go to church, why people have religion. And so music has become that for me. It's become a beacon of a path to follow. Some people follow it, but peripherally, you know. Some people will say, okay, I'll follow this path, but I'm really following it because I want the lifestyle or I want this or that. And the reason my band name is Promise of the Real is because I want to see that on the marquee every day and remind myself of why I do it. It's about keeping the integrity of the purpose of my life. You know, Promise of the Real is, okay, you remember that this is the real reason you started playing music. And so don't get pulled away in all these different directions. It's very easy to get pulled away. I see a lot of my friends and family and people that came before me get trapped in these different on these different paths that lead to dead ends in the music industry. And so I didn't want that for myself. So I remind myself every day with my band name, Promise of the Real, that this is why I'm doing it, you know.
Is it a self-awareness or is it a learned self-awareness or is it that you have had experiences now where you're like, I just don't want to go back to that?
Both, maybe. I don't know if I don't know how self-aware I am in comparison to anyone else, but I do know that I've made mistakes and I don't want to make them again.
Do you feel like mistakes don't make good music? Like, I was always afraid to go to therapy because I was like, if I go to therapy and I start to get right, I'm not going to be on the air and have all these really compelling things to
say. You know, the irony of that is that I make better music now that I can reflect in a calm and peaceful manner. I can't – back when I was going through it, back when I was in my – those days, which actually this album really chronicles the first few songs of the album. The album details a character who goes through the same journey that I did. And in the beginning, it's all party, right? And alcohol, hallelujah, you know, there's a defiance and, you know. And I realized, though, that it wasn't the – it wasn't the high that got me to these places of creativity. It was the finding my way back home. And that at these moments when I was home in my mind, when I say home, I mean the clarity. You have to have clarity in order. There were only flashes of clarity that allowed me to write songs that, that helped me look back and process the moments that I had. Find Yourself, for example, was a breakup song, but I didn't write it as I was writhing in agony. You know, I wrote it as I found my way back. I Hope You Find Yourself Before I Find Somebody Else was a statement of returning to where I was strongest and taking the power that I have back from this person who I had let take my power away from me. You know, I know the love that I deserve. You know, so my best work comes when I'm looking back at the darkness and taking the light from it.
Does that sometimes get you through the darkness, knowing that one day you're going to get out of it and you're going to have a perspective and even an empathy for somebody else going through it?
Yes, because, I mean, in my darkest moments, were more younger. My brother passed away when I was really young. It was heavy on the whole family. It was a very intense and painful way to go, and I think that influenced my upbringing in some ways. I think it influenced why I chose certain paths and how I wanted to relate to my parents. I didn't want to go down too dark a path. I didn't want to repeat similar mistakes. And so, but in my own pain, I realized there's a great song that I actually did with my dad that George Harrison wrote called All Things Must Pass. And I remember being in the darkest place and that repeating in my mind, that phrase that you just got to, everything changes, everything morphs and moves and goes from up to down to up to down. The pendulum, when it swings one way, has to swing the other. And so if I can just stay steady and persevere and get through this time, I'm going to find the light at some point. And so that's just been my process through of getting through any kind of hardship, you know, always. And it reminds me that I have the strength to do it when I do, you know. And that's it's also very, a lot of good music can come from that, a lot of good reminding yourself that your best self is your best self, and the trapping is, the temptation is, the idea is that you got to fly into the sun in order to be who you need to be. And I don't believe that's true at all. There's a song called Icarus on my record, you know, and it is sort of about that. It's like, you know, it's a funny song, but it's, you know, Icarus was a Greek in the myth where the sun believes he's invincible and that he can fly close or even into the sun. And his father keeps warning him, look, man, you're going to hurt yourself. And finally, the wax on his feathers melt and he falls to his death. And a lot of young people believe that they're invincible and that they can fly into the sun and that nothing will happen to them. They can't imagine not being around. And that's why so many people get lost, I think. And so, you know, this, my art is about always staying true to where I believe perseverance is possible. And my dad was a good beacon of inspiration for that as well.
How do you feel about your voice? And I ask that because I can't stand to listen to my voice. Because, and you know, I do this at a pretty high level.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I hear it all the time. I don't like it. When you hear yourself, are you like, Dad, Lucas Nelson can sing? How do you feel about listening to your own voice?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I think, oh, that was pretty good. And then other times I think, you know, turn that off. You know, but, and it depends. Like, you know, I'm getting better at singing all the time. I'm the last record that I did is not, I listen to this record more than other records that I've done. Now I'm at the point now where I don't want to turn it off. I it's like anything. You just, if you're good enough here, I was talking about this the other day. If your ear is good enough to detect when it sounds bad, you're 90% there. Right? And that's what I tell people who always want to sing. I say, if you've never sang before and you sing into a microphone, you say, oh, that sounds terrible, you're actually in good shape. Because the people who are really bad singers can't tell.
They don't know.
You know? So if you can just get it to the point where you kind of like it, or you know you can tell it's in tune, or you know. I mean, look, there's a lot of strange and magical voices out in the world. There's Neil Young has a strange and magical voice that's vulnerable and shaky, but right on key and right in pitch. Joe Walsh. I mean, all these different types of voices exist, but I think what's important is the soul behind it. And I think what's important, and I mean that by the person, I think the experience, the passion, and then making sure you're on pitch and in key is obviously the most important.
I only ask that because your voice is the best, one of the best things I've ever heard in my whole life. And I was even if he doesn't, maybe even if Lucas thinks sometimes maybe that means I'm not so bad. Using that for me, you know, yeah. Maybe it means I'm not so bad.
No, well, the thing is that, and my dad always told me this, he said, you know, because he's got an interesting, different voice as well. And I think that he always said, don't don't be afraid to be weird. And, you know, or don't be afraid to be different, you know, with your voice. Leon Russell's another example. They were best friends. It's okay if your voice isn't normal, quote unquote, you know, because you know what? That makes you unique and uniquely who you are. And people resonate with people who aren't afraid to be who they are, I think, you know.
I never thought about, as you're mentioning Leon Russell or George Harrison, I never thought about the exposure to the great artists that you also just had, just that were just around you, that other, like that either your dad knew or you're playing on tour with. Or, and you're such a normal dude. I mean, this in the best way. I just never thought about you hanging out with a Beatle or even knowing a Beatle or Leon Russell. But that's, you know, people that your dad knew.
Yeah, I mean, look, George, I didn't know very well. I mean, I don't think I ever met George Harrison. He lived on Maui, interestingly enough, which I grew up in Maui. But I know his son. I know a lot of, but like George, I never met. Leon, I did. Actually, I met Leon Russell and actually had an adult sit-down conversation with him just before he passed randomly on the island of Curaçao off the tip of Venezuela. And I was so surprised. It was a gig that we did. It was on this island, and it was so random. And Leon Russell was playing it too. And we met at this hotel. There's nobody else around. We had a dinner, and he was great. And then I was grateful because I'd never had my own one-on-one time with a lot of these guys. I'll have very quick hellos. My dad will know them. They'll come on the bus. They'll hang out with dad. When I was young, they were all smoking and drinking. And so, you know, I wasn't even allowed to be around that a lot of the times. But my favorite moments were the artists that when I was a kid, I was also into, like Leon, like Ray Charles.
I was going to ask about Ray Charles next. Yeah. And you met Ray?
Oh, yeah. Ray was, I've never seen Dad, when Ray sang, I was, so they did a birthday tribute to Dad. I think it was his 80th, maybe. Or it could have been his 70th, but I think it might have been 80. I can't remember. But every decade he does, like this last one was the 90th, and it was an incredible birthday celebration where all of his friends came around. There were 30 amazing artists on there. But one of them, Ray, was there. And it was Ray and Leon and Dad, and they sang A Song for You, which is a beautiful song. I've been so many places in my life and time. You know that song, do you? Well, if you don't, go and listen to it because it's a beautiful. And there's a YouTube video of Dad and Ray Charles and Leon Russell. And Dad sings the first verse, I believe. Leon sings the second. And then they just let Ray take the rest of the song. And I'm getting emotional thinking about it because when I was a few years later, when it went on YouTube and YouTube became a thing, I pulled it up for Dad and I said, "Dad, you remember this?" And we sat and watched it, and he cried. It doesn't happen very often, you know. He's a very, not saying he's not. He's just, you know, he's from the quiet generation. He's a cowboy. But I could see that he was so moved that his hero, Ray Charles, was paying tribute to him in that way. And so those are the moments that really stick out. Muhammad Ali and Kris Kristofferson coming by the house. Those are the real moments, you know, that
That's
stick
crazy.
Out. You know?
That's crazy. Well, let me say this about your record. First of all, I'll say it again in case you just turned it on. I'm a massive Lucas Nelson fan. I could do this for 3 hours. I often do it when you're not here, just practicing when you are here. I do it. I just talk to the chair like it's you waiting for this time.
All right, Bobby. You know what? You have me at a disadvantage. So I promise you, I'm going to do this. I'm going to listen to all your podcasts.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be so well versed.
Okay.
That when we play golf next, I'm going to be like, you remember?
Please
when-
don't. You'll like me less. So, you know, we're good how it is. We're just two dudes who like to hang out. Okay, so Lucas's record, which we mentioned before he came in, Sticks and Stones. Yeah. It is out today. I am such a massive fan of Lucas. And you're going to play, are you going to play Sticks and Stones now?
Yeah, I was just going to do that. You want me to do that now?
That'd be awesome. Come on, Lucas Nelson. Awesome, man.
It's hard to sing that one early, but I got it.
See, and you go, he goes, it's hard to sing, and we're like blown away. That's amazing. That was my point with the question, like, do you ever hear your voice? Because we're all like, that's crazy. And you're like, yeah, it'll do. It's awesome, man.
Thank you.
Just awesome. Okay, the record's out today. Sticks and Stones. It is out today. It's 12 tracks. I know this wasn't talked about, and maybe you can indulge me, maybe you cannot. You brought it up a couple times. Could you play a little bit of Find Yourself? Do you need a capo?
Okay. Yeah.
This.
See if I can do this. Oh, boy. I might have to move this back because I'm going to enunciate more.
Give it a rip. Come on, dude. That is freaking awesome. Come on.
Dang.
Okay.
Another one.
I was going to start throwing dollars at him, but then I thought it was an insult. I was like, I don't know. I should give him everything.
I was like, oh, and if that's in the morning, I can't imagine what that sounds like at night.
I guess that'll do. No. That's the greatest. Put that in the Smithsonian, that recording right there.
Yeah. Oh, hey, thanks.
Okay. Here's what we're going to say. Everybody, his album is out today. Sticks and Stones. He's all over as well. Go to lucasnelson.com. He's all through where this show is, everywhere from, you know, Montana, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, Colorado. Just looking at some of the dates coming up. Kansas City, St. Louis. If you're hearing us, he's probably coming there. Just the best. And as good as he is here, like, even a better dude, I'm telling you.
Oh, hey.
Just that. Dude, you're the best. You are.
It's mutual. Thank you, brother.
Super pumped that you came in.
And if you don't see us on the road coming to your town, just know we're booking the whole rest of the year.
So still more to come.
We're going to be out a lot. And if you don't see your town on the tour, don't worry. We're coming.
Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real.
Yeah.
Album's out. Sticks and Stones all over the road. And there he is. Thank you, Lucas. That was great. There he is. Lucas Nelson.
Thank you.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. What Lunchbox is going to do is report on JFK and the JFK assassination conspiracies. He's up there, though, and he has no computer or papers.
Like nothing, not even the wig he talked about.
You could have done this any day and not missed 2 extensions.
No, I know, but that's what we need to talk about.
What?
Are we doing this again or you don't have it?
Well, listen. You guys told me I had to have wigs.
You said you were bringing wigs.
No. I was told that I had to have wigs.
Okay, go ahead.
What? I ordered.
But wigs would be like George Washington.
Well, you guys told me I had to have wigs.
Yeah, it was that's like extra. Not true. The point was you were going
to
be like.
No, literally, you said I had to have wigs.
Are we going to do the report?
So the wigs are delayed in shipping. And so I don't have the wigs.
Okay, you know what? I'm okay wigless if we just do the report.
No. The wigs. I already spent my money on the wigs.
Oh, he's stalling
those. We'll save the wigs for something else.
Yes, exactly.
You have the report?
I have the report.
Okay, let's hear the report.
No, hold on. But the wigs are going to add so much to it.
How many wigs did you order?
I ordered 4 wigs.
For what?
Why 4?
Who are the 4?
Are you doing 4 characters?
There's so many people involved in this story.
If he's got 4 wigs, guys, I'm going to have to give him an extension because I must see the full production.
Interesting.
I mean,
so for everyone you're talking about, you're going to have a wig for them?
Yeah.
This is the whole production. I've got to see it. And I'm okay extending it if we're going to see a full production.
Is each person's hair that different?
Who cares? I'm ready to see 4 wigs bounce on it. And like, you're not making this up.
No.
When did the wigs get here?
They were supposed to be here yesterday.
Okay.
But now they're delayed and it says, you should get them Sunday. You know what I mean? Like when you look at that thing, it's like, I don't know.
So Monday.
I should be able to do it.
No. Scuba Steve, what do you think about this? I'm just so.
Look, I'm telling you.
Do you think he doesn't have it and he's just like.
So I'm with you. I want to see the wigs too. But I also worry because I think he was thinking he was doing a whole report on JFK. Like he was born this day, da, 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 da. I don't think he knows about this conspiracy.
But I thought that's what the whole report was.
Yeah, but I think he was thinking something else. And now he's trying to stall to figure that part out to have the next one.
Can you tell us just something you've learned through this report?
I've learned a lot.
Okay, I believe him.
No. He said that.
I believe him. He said that with such assurance.
He does that all the time.
No, I'm with it. I think the guy's ready. He just wants the wigs.
Like, it is baffling.
Would you want to see them act out cats without a cat costume?
No. Can we get one theory?
What do you mean, one theory?
I want to know he has something.
Okay, just give us a. I believe
CIA.
You.
CIA!
I'm in.
He's good.
I'm in.
He's good. I do not understand.
He's good.
Okay, don't say it anymore. I'm on your side.
And now I want to see the CIA wig.
I know. I wonder what that is.
Okay. And see, here's the thing. With those wigs, the one wig is going to play multiple people because there's so many people. You can't name all the people.
Yeah. Okay, let me just ask you one question. Do you think that Lee Harvey Oswald was the killer?
No comment. Okay. That is part of my presentation.
Do you think that Lee Harvey Oswald, if he was the killer, was told to kill by somebody other than just himself?
No comment.
Okay, he knows. He knows.
I got a question.
What?
What do you know about the grassy knoll?
Over by the fence.
He knows about it.
We're waiting for the wigs.
I know.
Okay.
We're waiting for the wigs. Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay, so no wheel of punishment.
Heck, let's give him the wheel of gifts.
Yeah. Yay. Wheel of wigs.
Okay.
So Monday or Tuesday or whenever the wigs get here, we will do the bit. Which, by the way, Lunchbox is in a chair. Would you like some reverb?
Yeah. Can I get hello? Like from the other side.
Do you hear that? Can you tell the difference?
No. No, echoes.
That's reverb. That's what reverb is.
Oh, is that? Okay, it's like I'm in a hallway. Hallway.
Do you want to hear your voice with auto-tune?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, here you go. And go.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's perfect.
That's somehow still out of tune.
There's no auto-tune.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to say his name. Is it Oswald or Oswalt?
Oswald.
Wald.
Oswald.
Okay.
So, Monday. Mike, are there any other effects you can do on his voice over there?
Oh.
Chorus. Okay, do chorus.
What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion?
Emotion.
And who shot JFK? Who shot John F. Kennedy? Was it you? Was it you?
Was it me?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Is this your stand-up?
Thank you, Lunchbox.
No, no, I just, I don't know what, Mike was doing the thing, so I was just trying to hear different things.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
All right, cool. Thank you. There he is. We'll get that performance on Monday or Tuesday show whenever the Wigs get here. And by the way, if you guys are in Wichita, Kansas, tickets to the Saturday show is sold out, but the Friday show at the Orpheum Theater, we're going to shoot a special there. We'd love for you to come. Go to BobbyBones.com and get tickets. Wichita, Kansas, would love to see you guys. There's a woman in the news. She's 34. She's offering a $5,000 reward to anyone who can set her up with a husband. And then she shares the criteria for her ideal man. Her name's Eve Tilly. She's 34, $5,000, California woman. So here you go. She wants her future husband to be between the ages of 27 and 40. He likes sports, be a good communicator, be at least 6 foot, have good wit, banter, and the ability to poke fun at her. The 34-year-old also knows she doesn't want the man that she marries to do any drugs, adding that she has no preference on where they live or what political or religious stance they have. That's a lot. That's like a $20,000 reward to find that.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's rare.
That's fine.
Yeah. 6 foot dude is
6 foot, like good sports. Communicator, that's good hard. Wit, the ability to poke fun at her, but poking fun and making fun are different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a very lot, there's some sensitivity there.
That's probably because she wants to be able to poke fun too.
Well, everybody always liked to have, you know, poke fun at me until you get poked by somebody that's actually pretty good at it. Then you don't like it that much anymore. But $5,000, but, and that to me is not really so much the story, but she does give her criteria. What would your criteria be, Amy? Because hers is 27 to 40.
Oh.
Like sports, good communicator, 6 foot, good wit, banter, ability to poke fun at her. What would yours be?
I thought we kind of went over this.
No, but I need to hear it in the same.
Yeah, go ahead and
run. Let's do this. Between the ages of.
Okay, so I'm 42. Okay. 40
22.
And 40 and 50.
I don't think you're going young. I'm going to go a couple years younger. You go 37.
I know, the thing.
You go 34.
Okay, here, no.
You go 18, tassel.
This is like my thoughts on that. Yeah. Like, I am a mom. I'm not going to have kids. Some men in their 30s, if they
but they don't already have kids.
Okay.
You're shutting people down already without even knowing
you're going to think. I just feel like they probably want kids. And like,
let's say they have kids. They're 36-year-old with kids.
Okay. How many?
She starts to then be judgy.
How old are they?
Okay, so I'm sorry. I don't want to say your list for you. So ages of...
Oh, you don't?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I overstepped when I said 37. Okay. You said 40.
40 to 50.
And 70. Okay.
40 to 50.
You should go older than 50, though.
Okay, 52.
It's your list, not me. What am I doing? I don't even. Okay. And then he likes sports, be a good communicator, be at least 6 foot.
I don't.
So give me something he likes, something he's good at, and a height you need. Something he likes.
Okay. Hiking.
Okay. He likes hiking. Something he needs to be good at.
Yeah. I think.
I got what you're saying.
A communication is a good one, but there's so much more to that. It's kind of. Self-awareness, like, let's be aware so we can
be self-aware,
right? Like, I want him to be good at that. So
be at least how tall?
Oh, I don't what is everybody's heights here?
You know, I'm the only one 6 foot tall in the whole place and everybody else isn't.
Eddie's not.
I'm no. Six.
I'm 6'1".
We've measured.
Then we I'm haven't
six. If you're 6'1", I'm definitely 6 then.
I mean, under 5, what's the 5'11"?
Ray is 4'11".
So 5'11 to 6'5".
You pay money to see Ray at the circus? Is that what you're saying?
5'11
to 6'5". 5'11
to
6'5".
I mean...
6'5"?
But I'm 5'6", so really anything above 5'6".
You okay with that?
Wow.
What is taller, you or Ray?
We're the same exact.
So would you date someone Ray's height?
We've measured.
Would you date Ray's height?
I like Ray.
So what?
It would be...
That wasn't an answer.
I would like... I would
what?
Okay. She says she has that to have good wit and banter and the ability to poke fun at her. So they need to have good blank and the ability to do blank for you.
They need to have good hands and the ability to massage my neck back when it hurts.
Good hands and the ability to give a good massage.
Yeah.
Okay. She says she doesn't
But I do like wit and banter too.
She says she doesn't want the man that she marries to do any drugs. Now, you don't want the man that you marry to do any blank. Or to date even. To do any blank.
Illegal activity?
At all?
Can't speed?
Yeah.
I mean...
Litter?
Five to 10 over isn't illegal.
Yeah, but illegal?
Jaywalk?
You're just saying illegal activity straight up?
I mean, I don't want him to be shady. Like, I don't want him to be, like, he seems like he's got it all together, super successful, and then come to find out white-collar crime. I don't have time for that.
Like a scammer?
Yeah.
Like a Tinder swindler?
Or, what's the... what is the guy? Bernie Madoff.
You don't want to date Bernie Madoff, okay?
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, someone that, like, a lot of people trusted him. Like, this guy seems trustworthy. And then, boom, you find out he's just been stealing all your money.
So, no Madoffs. No Ponzi schemes.
Right.
Ponzi,
right.
Nobody involved
go.
In a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And are you offering a reward?
I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay. How much?
If somebody can find that.
That exact guy.
Wait, you already offered a reward, didn't you?
No, that was for your ring.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, this is hey, Bobby, this is another ring.
That's true. Oh,
okay, $500.
Oh, I'm on it.
I'm on it.
All right. We're out.
Only she's offered a $500 reward. Into it.
I'm hitting the streets today.
There's a social media page that's called Are We Dating the Same Guy that Amy was telling me about?
Oh, yeah. My friend told me about it. It's on Facebook. Apparently, this is like a national thing, but it's divided by city. So there's a Are We Dating the Same Guy? ? Nashville. And my friend was showing me the page when we went to it. You have to ask to be a member. So you have to submit yourself and they approve you. So I'm not a member, but there's 40,000 women that are in Nashville.
So, but what do they say? They're talking about the people they've dated before to let people know?
Yes. They, like, my friend sent me a thread of one that's like, you know, super sweet guy. My impression was, you know, that he's fun, but not looking for anything serious. And then someone's like, oh, thanks for that heads up. Because if you think you're looking for someone serious, and then this is Mr. Fun Guy over here, and other
people... Do they mention guys by names?
I don't... They have to have a way that they're doing
Morgan,
it.
You know about this site?
Yeah.
She's shaking.
Do they do names?
Oh, you're on it?
Oh,
yeah,
you are?
I'm in it.
What yeah. Okay. So this guy, I feel bad whoever this guy is because they're like, oh, yeah, he's a fun guy, but he does not want serious. He will lie to your face about any number of things, including the number of women he's seeing and, you know, hooking up with right now. So if you're looking for anything more than a fun night out, run far, far away.
But people on Facebook just say mean stuff.
No, they have rules here, though, and Morgan probably can speak to it, but they're like, hey, this isn't a bash fest. This is meant to be helpful.
Morgan, what are your thoughts on this page?
Yeah, I mean, so they will post a picture of a guy and his name.
They do a picture too.
Yep, so it's identifying them, and it's... So, I mean, the reason I got on it is because my ex-boyfriend was on it, and it was a whole thread, and there was a lot of things about it, and there was girls verifying things that happened. And so... there's a lot of truth to what people say on it. It's not nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't think it would be. It didn't feel like a place to go and be loved.
No, but there are a few that I've seen where it's like, okay, this is a decent guy. Not a lot of bad things to say, but most of it is bad guys.
I'm not going to say much more, but your ex, was he the one in the news recently?
Yes.
Oof.
Yep.
I sent Eddie that story.
Yeah, I said oof.
Eddie
wait,
goes,
wait. He was in the news?
Wait, I don't talk about it anymore.
Wait, Morgan was in the news again?
No.
Congrats, Morgan.
No,
yeah.
Morgan wasn't.
Let me see this.
No, Morgan wasn't. No. All right.
What do you mean? You're not going to show me the story?
Nope.
Not on the air.
Not right now.
We don't want you to run with it right now.
I won't read the... I will not say...
Yes, you will. I don't trust you.
Listen,
you lied too many times.
Just let me get a reaction, like my reaction on what he's in the news for. Like, just pull
But that's all you're going to do. That's no, I don't want to make a big deal about it. I will move on.
I swear.
Your reaction is going to be, oh my God.
Okay, I want to see it.
Just show them the headline, Eddie.
You sure?
Yeah.
Just that. That's it, though. Nothing
that's
else.
It.
Are
that's
you
it.
Sure, Bones?
Moving on.
Oh,
just
boy.
The headline in the news.
I don't know it either, but because I know Morgan's situation with that ex, I know it's nothing that... It's
He's
not
looking.
Funny, I bet.
It's not good.
Can you not
see? Whoa! That?
Yeah, you've...
Yeah.
Oh!
See what I'm saying?
There you go. So, yeah, that'll probably make the
there's
page.
There's that reaction.
Yeah.
Sorry, Morgan.
Yeah, he's been on the page before for similar things. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you guys for your time. Lunchbox, thank you for stalling that bit out.
Wow. And,
okay.
He's still reacting.
Hey, how long ago was
it? No, we're not. No, okay. That's what I just said.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Marshall County, Indiana. A 39-year-old woman had a job interview with the sheriff's department. She drives down, sitting in the room. They start asking her questions like, oh, what's your previous work experience? So, this is the work. And they're like, ma'am, are you slurring your words? Yeah, sir. Ma'am, your eyes are kind of bloodshot. Did you have some alcohol this morning? And she admitted, yes, she was nervous about the interview. And she admitted to driving to the precinct.
Mm.
They gave her a...
That's a tough place to drive drunk too.
It is.
You shouldn't drive drunk ever. But that's and I get being nervous and wanting to do something about it, but you can't do all that.
Dang.
Especially to the precinct. Never actually driven to a precinct. But if I did, I'd make sure to not have no alcohol on me at all.
Yeah, so she got a DUI and she was arrested and she did not get the job.
She didn't get the job.
That's terrible.
Hopefully she says thank you card, though, because you never know. That thank you card sometimes makes a big difference. Oh, is that it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I was talking to Eddie, and he said he's supposed to ask you about tubing. What was this? What was the
deal? Somebody at church came to me and said, oh, my gosh, I'm a friend of Amy's, and she needs to tell you about this tubing story.
What happened? Do you have a tubing story you didn't share with us, like an accident or something?
I went tubing.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, something happened.
She just lowered her head in shame. Wait, did she say that? No, it's not bad. It's just embarrassing.
That's kind of what she said.
I don't like to go fast at all. Like, I can't, you know, I get on and I freak out. And so I think...
On a tube?
On a tube. Mm-hmm. And my kids are like, go faster, go faster. And I'm riding with them. And, you know, you do thumbs up for, hey, good, let's go. Yeah. Thumbs down for...
Slow.
So my kids are like, thumbs up. And I'm like, thumbs down, thumbs down. And she said she made it to like... 18 miles an hour or whatever with me. And so they were just thought I was lame, but I had a good time.
Oh, you were on the back of a boat.
Yes.
Getting dragged by a tube. I picture her on the river. I'm like, how's she controlling the speed on the river?
Oh, I thought boat.
Okay. She's getting pulled
by a tube.
Yeah, but
that's not that embarrassing.
Yeah, but I don't know. Apparently she's never, my friend was driving the boat and that's probably who Eddie talked to. And she's never pulled a tube at 18
so
miles
slow.
An hour.
I was going to say,
like it's hard to even keep it floating. So,
yeah, apparently that's like so lame.
Were
but
you ever a fast tuber or
no.
wakeboarder?
And honestly, nobody's ever made me feel this way about it until this trip.
That's on her.
Man.
Yeah, but she's a good friend, so it's fine.
I can wake skate pretty good. I can wake surf okay, and I could finally wake surf this last time with no rope, which I thought was pretty cool because I never tried it before. I haven't wake surfed a whole lot. I've wakeboarded some, but that's so fast. Wakeboarding is like super fast.
You do jumps and stuff and flip?
Well, if you're good. I just remember I would just, bam, face would hit the water.
Oh,
that's like super fast. But I watched Walker Hayes flip a couple days ago on his Instagram story, wakeboarding.
Oh,
where
cool.
he hit the thing and did a whole flip and then landed it.
Wow.
Like between Jake Owen's probably the water sport king of country music, but Walker Hayes is just such a good athlete.
There needs to be an award for that.
Water sport king of country music.
Do people still kneeboard?
Let me check. It's 1987. Nope, not anymore.
Kneeboard.
Yeah, I did check my watch. It was the 80s still, but
that's the only thing I can do.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. We will see you guys on Monday. Bye, everybody. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.